This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Constable Mark Drumheller here, hanging out with you on You Better You Bet. Have a little over an hour and a half left in the show here. Next hour, our final hour, our power hour, we're going to be giving away all of our best bets. We're also going to be talking to Joe Dallara, jumping back into a little NBA talk. But we do need to take a break from the NBA stuff because NFL season is 24/7. It's all the time. And the draft is about 6 days away, which means it's crunch time here. So we're going to bring in Andy Hart, co-host of the Six Rings podcast and Patriot supporter for WEEI. Andy, thanks so much for jumping on with us today. I know this week's busy for you. Last week is busy for you. Are you sick of just kind of talking about the same thing in circles over and over and over again?
Well, no pressure, but I'm expecting you guys to bring new questions, new topics, new ideas to the top of the draft, the Patriots, quarterbacks, and everything that's going on. But it's been a weird world because, you know, I've covered this team for a long time. And for so many years, it was like, I wonder what it's like to pick up there, because you pick 32nd, 28th, whatever it is down there, and you're just kind of waiting. You're talking about third tier players and, you know, no blue chip prospects. And now it's like, this kind of got old in like mid-February when there was still 2 months to go, because we've been talking about Drake May, Jaden Daniels, and who's better for 4 months now.
Absolutely, Andy. And, you know, one of the things we heard, there's really two consensus lines of thinking when it comes to the Patriots and what they'll do at number three. You know, one of them is draft a quarterback. The other one seems to be around trading out if they aren't going to draft a quarterback. Just, you know, a question, could be personal opinion, could be things that you heard or whatnot. But, you know, do you think it depends on which quarterback falls, whether they decide to trade out or whether they decide to go for a quarterback?
I don't. I think they are comfortable with whichever of the three, and I'll include the three. Pretty sure Caleb Williams is going to the Bears, but whatever, stuff happens. But I think if any of the three, you know, whichever one is left, they're going to be pretty willing to take. I think they believe all, and I kind of agree with this, that all three have franchise quarterback upside. Now, that certainly doesn't guarantee that guy. I think what is going to matter is the phrase that Gerard Mayo used at the owners' meetings and Elliot Wolf used a little less comfortably in his pre-draft press conference, the bag. Does the bag arrive from somebody? They are looking for the bag. And I had somebody tell me that the offers just haven't been very impressive so far to move up, which is interesting because, you know, we've heard a lot of chatter about teams like Minnesota putting themselves in position to move up, or the Raiders maybe wanting to move up and get a quarterback, and a couple other teams, the Giants, whoever it may be. So far, none of those offers of quality have made it to the Patriots. Elliot Wolf did say they've had conversations, laid the foundations for those talks, but I think they are looking at that 49ers trade a couple of years ago, which was three first-round picks, and saying, inflation's a big thing in this country. That's where the discussions start. It's not where it ends. So I like a team like Minnesota, I think they're looking for 11, 23, a first round pick next year, and more. Maybe, you know, the name I've heard floated is Christian Darrisaw, their starting left tackle. You throw him in, maybe we can start to have a conversation. And until that happens, I think they're right now prepared to sit and pick whatever quarterback falls to them.
Andy, first of all, Caleb Williams is going number one to the Chicago Bears. No funny business going on this year. That's happening, and that's coming from a Bears fan. So I have to, you know, we have to just kind of put that out there that nothing is going to go wrong. Bears aren't going to screw this up. It's going to happen. Looking a little bit further down the board. So if New England stays pat at number three and takes a quarterback, the Giants, there's been some talk at number six. Like, in your estimate, are they keeping Daniel Jones? Are they riding with him for the next year and kind of seeing how that works and you know, building around him? Is that something that you see happening?
I think they're in the quarterback market. And that next quarterback, that fourth quarterback, by most accounts, depending on where you listen, there's a couple other outliers, but is J.J. McCarthy. And I think he is, you know, we use this term too often, I think, in sports radio, like fascinating. I think J.J. McCarthy is fascinating. This idea that he could entice somebody at three or four when I think he's a winner. You can't take anything away from his ring and his record and what he accomplished. I didn't see franchise quarterback type challenges for him at Michigan. I saw a guy that pretty much every game was played on his team's terms, behind the best offensive line, with the best running game, with the best coach, with the best defense. And that's, if you go to a team like the Patriots, there was a while there, people were trying to tell me Elliott Wolf loves J.J. McCarthy. I never bought it. I still don't buy it. But if you go to the Patriots or you go to the Giants, you're him. You're expected to, you know, strap that team on your shoulders and now win and be the reason you win, not just along for the ride. And so when I look at a team like the Giants, I don't know that there's an upgrade over Daniel Jones. I feel like Daniel Jones has shown he has athletic ability. He can play the position of quarterback. What he hasn't shown is that he's a franchise quarterback, that he is a guy that can be the reason you win, right? Elevate people around him. And the job didn't get any easier with Saquon Barkley leaving in New York. So do I think the Giants want another quarterback? I do. I'm just not sure that there's another quarterback that's a massive upgrade over Daniel Jones, who you're already paying, unless, you know, that old caveat, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. You look at a Michael Penix. I know there's some people that want to tell me Michael Penix is the cat's meow, or, you know, for a while there was like Bo Nix is the guy. You see that completion percentage. And to me, those are kind of lateral moves. It's one questionable first round quarterback, Daniel Jones, to another questionable first round quarterback in those other guys.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Andy, ton of wide receivers in the draft. I mean, the class is just so deep, tons of playmakers. You know, we're seeing that more and more as, you know, college football, you know, just gets better and better, in my opinion. Do you think that the Patriots look that way after securing their first quarterback? Like, is that really the order of what we should expect? Hey, we're going to get a quarterback. We're going to try and get him, you know, young wide receiver, sort of like Peyton Manning, Marvin Harrison, you know, Brady, Randy Moss, if you want to go Patriots. Do you think that's the direction that they go?
For a while, that was the great debate in New England. Like, okay, they're going to take a quarterback. So what do they do at 34? They seem to have two other marquee holes on the roster. That's left tackle and wide receiver. Now, we listened to Elliott Wolf yesterday, and he said, I don't really agree with that. I think we have a left tackle. I think we have NFL receivers. And I know it's that time of year where believing GMs in press conferences is not really smart to do. But that made me ponder, if they believe Okorafor, the right tackle they signed from the Steelers, he said he could start at left tackle. So that would open up that window for what you just said. Go get a quality wide receiver so that your young quarterback, they start from day one together, developing that relationship and that bond and building moving forward. The flip side of that would be, I don't believe him. You don't have a left tackle. And if you want a left tackle, you probably need to use the 34th pick on one if you think you're getting a starter. Because I think there's more of a limited number of tackles that are seen as sort of A, left tackle types, and then B, capable of stepping in and starting early in their careers. Whereas wide receiver, you just mentioned it. I mean, Puka Nacua just may have had the greatest rookie season in the history of football as a fifth-round pick. And so if I were making the pick, I think I'd probably try to get that tackle, either 34th pick or even trade back into the first round, maybe late in the first round there, and then trust my scouts, trust my eye, and say, I'm going to get one of these third-round wide receivers that has been an impact receiver, right? Like Tank Dell last year with C.J. Stroud. You know, there's no saying you have to take it at the top of the second round to get talent. So I think there is a good chance at 34, though, they are going to target a receiver because I've been told they like a lot of guys that they think are going to be in that area.
All right, Andy, you told us before you jumped on here that you want to have a little fun, you know, talk about things outside of the basic quarterback, you know, top three, all that jazz. So you have a dream trade scenario for us. We have about, you know, 2 to 3 minutes left here in this segment. Lay out this dream scenario for us.
So there's been talk that the Minnesota Vikings obviously want to trade up. There's also been talk that maybe Kevin O'Connell, former Patriots backup quarterback and draft pick, really likes J.J. McCarthy. Because maybe that's a team with T.J. Hockenson, Justin Jefferson. Maybe it's ready for J.J. McCarthy to come in and kind of not have to carry the load. So you make that deal. You entice them to throw in Christian Darrisaw. You get 11, you get 23, you get a first-round pick next year, you get Christian Darrisaw. Now you have a left tackle. Check. Got it all done. Well, now there's no saying that anybody at 4, say the Cardinals, or 5, say the Chargers, they don't need a quarterback. And Drake May, your dream guy, is still on the board because the Vikings just took J.J. McCarthy at 3. So now I'm trading back up, and I'm actually happy to give you those 3 first-round picks, 11, 23, and next year's 1 to get to 4 with the Cardinals, who can get a receiver at 11 who's going to be good. It's not going to be Marvin Harrison, but he'll be good. So now I have Drake May with the 4th pick in the draft. I have Christian Darrisaw as my left tackle, franchise left tackle, and now at 34, I'm taking a wide receiver, and by the second pick of the second round, I've checked off all my to-do list, and I'm doing Mike Ditka. I'm going golfing. The draft's over, and I just rebuilt my offense. What do you think?
I actually love it. I think that it resembles a little bit of what we saw out of the Texans last year, and that where that was something that I scoffed at that actually worked, right? You know, they couldn't decide, do we want Will Anderson Jr.? Do we want C.J. Stroud? How about we take them both and just go for it? So I like it. I think it really worked.
I was going to say, have you applied to be an NFL GM ever?
No, too much stress. Too much stress. It's more fun to just throw it out on podcasts and the radio. Then if you're wrong, you just move on. Then I'll talk Red Sox tomorrow night and rip them and move on, whatever.
That's right. If you're wrong as a GM, you just lose your job and have to pick up your family and move somewhere else. You know, a little bit different of a trade-off. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, Andy. Well, I actually do love that trade scenario. I might have to, you know, explore that a little bit more on some other shows, ask some other people about that, because that's very, very interesting. Thank you so much for jumping on and joining us today. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the draft next week.
My pleasure. And yes, finally, we are under a week. Finally, we can talk about the draft being this close. See, I got my balloons in the background. I'm ready for my draft party.
Love it. Love it. Get ready to hang those up. That was Andy Hart, co-host of the Six Rings podcast and reporter for WEEI. All right, coming up on the other side, Joe DeLera is going to talk to us a little bit about some of his favorite NBA playoff bets to kick off our power hour, our final hour here on You Better You Bet.